This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, bet you get 30, bet you get 20, 20, 20, bet you get 20, 20, bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod,
a podcast about Black culture from Blackness's biggest fans. I'm Brittany Luce.
And I'm Eric Eddings.
I just want to prep everyone up front. And I want to let you know that today's show is going to be a controversial one. We're going to talk about a pretty big topic that we've only just, I think, skirted around in previous episodes. Mm-hmm. But it's a topic that it's unfortunately connected to many different aspects of Black public life.
Today, we're going to talk about that infamous Calabasas clique, the Kardashians. I think it's safe to say that the Kardashians' relationship to Blackness is fraught and parasitic at best. But today we're going to talk about their relationships to actual Black people, specifically about the family's connection to one particular Black woman, Jordan Woods.
So Jordan Woods was essentially the Kardashian family insider. Like, she knew all the secrets. She knew where the bodies were buried. She knew where the butt implants were purchased.
Where the original Kanye is.
So, as I'm sure most of you now know, the Kardashian sisters have gotten into a major feud with their now former friend, Jordan, over, you know, what else? Man drama. Basically, Jordan was caught kissing one of their boyfriends, and the story blew up. It was all over the media, from the Shade Room to Fox News. And Jordan's reputation took a major hit, and the Kardashians basically excommunicated Jordan from their circle. Like, it was brutal. And the Kardashians have fallen out with friends in the past. Like, we've seen it happen a million times, but this fight feels a little different. Notably because Jordan, a Black woman, seems to have come out on top and actually beaten the Kardashians at their own game without becoming a victim or a villain.
And like so many, we at The Nod occasionally indulge in delighting in the Kardashians' sorrow.
It's true.
But whether you love them or you hate them, you have to admit, Jordan Woods has seemingly accomplished the impossible. She has outwitted the Kardashian PR machine in just a few swift moves. But still, no one who severs ties with the Kardashians comes away unscathed. And so in thinking about this, we've been forced to ask ourselves the age-old question. Is Jordan Woods' feud with the Kardashians good or bad for the Blacks?
For those of you who are new around these parts, good for the Blacks is our way of determining that which can feel undeterminable. Mm-hmm. Whether something is indeed good or bad for Black people.
With Good for the Blacks, we engage in a robust discussion on a given topic and then take an official vote with some official Black people on whether or not it is indeed good for the Blacks. We'll get to all the details of this feud in just a moment. But to do this conversation justice, we'll need a little help from today's guest. It's
yes.
Get excited time. Now, this is The Nod, and we would never talk Kardashians on this show without bringing in a true scholar.
A true scholar.
Yes. So joining us in the studio today is BuzzFeed news entertainment reporter and host of the show Hella Opinions, Sylvia Obel. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're happy to have you here.
Sylvia, 3 years ago, you wrote what is considered to be the definitive treatise on the Kardashians' complicated relationship to Black women and the Black woman who finally beat them at their own game, Black China. It was required reading on the Nod team. We even mentioned it in a previous episode.
It was.
I know. I mean, Black China definitely was the first to do it, even though she just had the whole chessboard set up and decided to throw it away.
Yeah.
But there was that good that one good year.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good one.
She did dupe them. She did dupe them
she
for
did.
A while there.
So now that we're all acquainted, let's get to what we came here to do and figure out exactly how we arrived at this plot point in the Woods Kardashian saga. So first, we got to know who Jordan Woods is. She is the daughter of the late John Woods. He was a former sound engineer for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was also a music producer, and he was a very close friend of Will Smith and his family. So Jordan has actually been best friends with Jaden Smith, Will and Jada's son, since they were babies. And she and Kylie Jenner, again, the youngest Kardashian, also Jaden's ex, she and Kylie have been best friends since middle school. And, like, Jordan and Kylie are tight. Like, she lived in Kylie's pool house. But, I mean, but look, I think actually for free. Or some might say maybe in exchange for childcare, because some people have said that Jordan seemed like more of a co-parent than Kylie's actual baby daddy. So here is a clip of Jordan talking about Kylie from 2017.
Kylie and I have been best friends since eighth grade, summer going into high school. We have a special connection where we just get each other. Knowing you could tell them, like, hey, I just killed someone. I need you to come. And not saying we would ever do that.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, if kill somebody, sure, got you.
Yeah.
Kiss my sister's boyfriend.
Oh, no.
It's over. We bury bodies, but not kisses.
Okay, so now I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the Jordan drama, as we all know, actually went down with Khloe. So we got to explain Khloe's situation.
Yeah.
So Khloe Kardashian is an older Kardashian sister. She's like mid-30s, whereas Jordan and Kylie are like in their early 20s. But the sisters are still close. And, you know, we all know Khloe has had her fair share of heartbreak, and we've seen it all play out on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So over the past couple of years, Khloe has dated and gotten pregnant by an NBA player named Tristan Thompson. Tristan, as we all know, it could be said he loves to cheat. He was caught cheating right before Khloe gave birth to their daughter, True, last spring, but they ultimately reconciled for the sake of their family. Actually, I have a clip right here from an episode of The Kardashians. You're going to hear Khloe talking about her relationship with Tristan.
He obviously f***ed up, major, but I'm not sure how I feel about anything right now. In 2 weeks, I might say, you know what? I don't trust you, and this isn't for me. Or I might say, this is perfect. Let's keep it going.
Oh, Khloe.
So, yeah, okay. So, well, you know, while Khloe and Tristan are doing whatever they're doing, this whole time, you know, Jordan's gotten super tight with the Kardashians as a family. Like, she's presented herself as someone that they could trust. And, you know, they're pretty tight with their whole circle of trust situation.
Yeah.
So the Kardashian Jenners, they treated Jordan like a sister, as you mentioned, Brittany, until February 2019, when reports surfaced that Khloe's man, Tristan, was caught cheating yet again, this time with none other than Jordan Woods. Yes, this started a Kardashian feud that could even top the one they had with Blac Chyna in 2016. Literally, Khloe and Tristan broke up, with Khloe saying that her family was broken up. And Jordan was then banished from the Kardashian compound forever.
You can't see the script, Sylvia, but I put K's all throughout the whole thing. It's probably made it possible to
compound
me.
Is spelled with a K?
Absolutely.
Literally.
Complicated, also spelled with a K.
There's no other way.
The brand is strong for them.
So no one but Jordan and Tristan know for sure what happened that night. Who can say? But this is what we do know. They were out together. They went to his house for an after party with some friends and other people. And also, Jordan and others have confirmed that Tristan did kiss Jordan when she was leaving his house early that morning. And once that news broke, the media totally ran with the story. Everyone was talking about it. Jordan was almost instantly marked as a homewrecker, and Khloé took to social media saying that Jordan was the reason her family fell apart. But then Jordan made a brilliant PR move that put her back in the public's good graces. Jordan found public redemption via an appearance on Red Table Talk, Jada Pinkett Smith's popular Facebook confessional talk show. It's basically become the go-to destination for Black celebrities looking to spill their guts and maybe cry a little bit. Yes. You know I'm a stan.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Content.
Not content with K, content with a C.
Literally.
So Red Table Talk is a Facebook Watch show that's hosted by Jada Pinkett Smith and her mother, Adrienne, and also typically Willow. But this particular instance when Jordan was on the show, Willow wasn't there because they was having, you know, grown woman conversation.
It was serious.
It was serious.
Willow's like maybe 3 years younger than Jordan, but sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jordan and the Smiths being so close, she naturally came to that Red Table to clear the air.
But this has been deeper than just... coming here, it's because you're a family and it's someone that, even if this was the truth, there was no judgment. And you were willing to just, you know, talk to me. And that means the world to me.
Many viewers, you know, they felt that Jordan came off as vulnerable and genuinely apologetic. And the appearance garnered her a lot of public support that I'm not sure the Kardashians were expecting. Like, she came out looking like, you know, a confused young woman who made a mistake. And the Kardashians' usual social media shaming tactics, like, they suddenly seemed obsolete.
So with a new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians finally here, we're going to definitively answer if this Jordan Woods Kardashian machine throwdown for the ages is good or bad for the Blacks. So let's start with the pros. Sylvia, you are the esteemed scholar in the room today.
Yes.
Why don't you start us off?
Well, the pro for me here is that we've touched on this some, and that is that the Blacks were able to prove or remind, if you will, the Kardashians that they are not the biggest and the baddest in Calabasas. Mm. The Smiths have allowed y'all to rock. They've even attended some of your little parties. But when it comes to it, you are not above being checked and put in your place. And I really enjoyed seeing the Woods family and the Smith family come together. The Smiths were able to come on their own platform. The Kardashians are not used to other people having a platform. Mm-hmm. They were able to use their big influence, which they're not used to have families having more influence than them. And the Smiths have been building this influence and this equity since the 80s, since A Different World, since Fresh Prince.
Talk about
They've been built like we... Will Smith could have told me, we're taking Thanos aside in the Avengers. Sorry, T'Challa. And I'd be like, well, Will Smith said, like we love them.
Yeah.
A lot of people joke, like, I don't know what this whole situation is, but Will and Jada told me I got to take Jordan's side, so I'm taking Jordan's side. Like, that's it. Like, they're like, I don't know nothing else, but they said we ride it dawn, we ride it dawn. So I love the collective, like, we trumped you in this way with our influence, us, these Black families, us with these platforms, and it was a show of power that they had to really bow down to, because the Kardashians never bowed the knee. But when Khloé went from her original tweet after the Red Table Talk, which was like, you are the reason my family broke up, which was like ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
And that's why, that's when everybody on Twitter who had been quiet up to that point was like, all right now. That's okay. Sis, that's not what's happening.
Your man was having a threesome in the club when you were crowning.
Okay. They were like, several groupies came up and were like, Khloé, I've slept with Tristan since we've been back together. I don't even know what to tell you. I wasn't going to say nothing, but you're not about to do this. Like, it was not right. So Khloé came back and took it back. Khloé never takes that type of stuff back. Besides those tweets, Kim has said nothing. Courtney has said nothing. Kylie even has said nothing. She has just removed, they kept it private. And I think that's the show of let's not piss off people. And I think it was seeing them literally bend the knee that was the real moment where I was like, this is a pro for the Blacks.
They found the line.
Yeah, they found the line, which is remarkable too, because, you know, Kris Jenner, their mother and their manager, Kris is a master at controlling the Kardashian narrative. Mm-hmm. Like, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if she hadn't gotten her family into the reality television game 12 years ago. And I will never speak ill of Chris's business acumen.
No, that it's present. No, she is.
It's alive. It's there.
She is.
But she didn't have to have talented children. Mm-hmm. She's had to have children that were willing to sign release forms. That's it. She,
or their life away.
Hey, really? Yeah. She sold hay into. They're on season 16.
That's insane. That's without all the other offshoots.
Yeah.
Of them in Miami, of life with
that's
Kylie.
That's just straight the show.
Yep.
That's more seasons than Friends, The West Wing.
Ooh, I mean, she's up there. She's neck and neck with Grey's Anatomy.
The neck and neck for the both. So yeah, no, Chris works, like they say, the devil works hard, but Chris Jenner works harder.
Yes, she does. But it's interesting though to see how even like at the end of the day, they've never been in a position, like a lot of white people have never been in a position where they actually had to look at black folks, not just as peers, but as people who had bested them across the board.
Or even maybe have more like power and influence.
Yes.
Made them retreat where they were like, we're famous, but we don't actually have like credits on our resume. Yeah. Like, Will and Jada have, like, awards, blockbuster movies. Yeah. Their thing is not a reality show. It's albums, music, all of these things. So that's one of the few families that they could back up to. And the fact that family happens to be black is just...
It's ice.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just it like... Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Eric, what about you? You got a pro?
I do have a pro. My pro is that Jordan's fight shows her strategic skill and a penchant for unity. Certain events and occurrences, I think, make it easy for a strong majority to come together in solidarity, you know? And I think Jordan Woods saw this moment for that and played it perfectly. Like, when this whole thing blew up, she didn't go to Good Morning America. She didn't do Watch What Happens Live or anything like that. She went on Red Table Talks.
Yes.
It's a Facebook show hosted by Jada Pinkett Smith. You could not get a deeper, more direct line to probably the whole of black women, you know.
Us, our mamas, our aunties. Yes. My mom was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
What'd Jordan do?
And so for me, that is experts playing to your base. She activated a network of black women who were able to rally to her defense. And do you know why they rallied? Because every time, it hasn't happened that often, but every time a black woman outsmarts the Kardashian, an angel gets its wings. This is a fact. This is a fact. So this black woman displaying strategic mastery and generating such a degree of solidarity amongst black people and especially black women against a common enemy, a common foe, for me, that's a pro.
It was almost as if they had a if in case you fuck up plan. You know what I mean? They're like, now we're friends with these Kardashians, but we have an escape plan right here.
Just in case.
Just in case. Break that glass. Break the glass. Break the emergency glass.
That's so real, though, because if I think about it, like, this is actually something that, like, to your point, Sylvia, the Kardashians have done to lots of women, but also specifically black women.
Yes.
And they can, like, it's happened to Lauren London, Tinashe, black women that they're actually friends with.
Yeah.
But then if the same thing happens to them, then it's like this whole other thing. And it's like,
how could you do this to me?
Exactly.
It's like, sis, you've done this to Trina. You've done this to Black Chyna. You've done
Amber
this to Amber Rose. Yeah. You've done this to whoever Tristan's baby mama is. And those are just the people we know about.
Yeah. Exactly.
I tell you, the Kardashians are really just a case study for a society. Honestly, they're just like...
a Petri dish. It's the
just
truth.
A Petri dish of the world we're living in. I would say when God comes back, he got to go to Calabasas first. He got the most work to do.
The line starts here.
The line starts there. Jesus, you're going to be there for a while. There's a lot happening in them streets.
Oh, man. So I am pro.
Yeah.
So my pro is that for the first time, we got to see a young black person use the I'm just a kid excuse.
Okay, talk about it.
Okay, so I kept wondering what this Red Table Talk conversation reminded me of. You know, something about the optics of it. I just couldn't put my finger on it. So let me just set up this whole scene. Jordan Woods, she showed up with the ponytail, gorgeous edges. Beautiful edges. You know, the natural makeup. She wasn't wearing heels. That was all on purpose. You know, even the beginning opening scene of the Red Table Talk starts with them in the kitchen in the center of the home. Three black women sitting around. I'm serious.
Break it
sitting
down,
around on a
Brittany.
Kitchen, sitting around a kitchen table. They showed all the baby photos. And then they get to Adrian, grandma. You get to Jada, mama, you know, sitting in the kitchen together talking about how, you know, we've all been in this position before.
This is real grown woman stuff right here. Because we've all been here in some form.
As women, we've all let our little girl behavior get us into some grown woman mess. Okay.
This is grown woman mess on another level.
Yeah.
And that's as soon as exactly they said that, I was sitting there. I was like, I've been there before. They had me already.
They might as well have been like shucking corn or like breaking peas.
Exactly.
Or like, washing greens. They washed some greens. Yeah.
It's like a cut scene from Soul Food. Like, yeah, basically. It's already there. So then they're doing that. They're talking to grandma and mom. And then, you know, Will's FaceTiming in. Like, you know, a video chat. Will's up.
On another level.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey,
he didn't know y'all was filming right now. He didn't know.
Oh, look, how convenient.
Exactly. So he's like, you know, he basically brings it back to that whole, like, I know your father. Yes, it's a tactic. It's a tactic that's used
by the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. By the Kardashians. Absolutely. A lot. But he's also filling her out as a human being.
Yep. Yeah.
I was watching you grow and become a woman, and I had a deep sense that we would be here one day. And what I want to say to you is that the world attacks. It just happens. You'll never get around the world attacking. But I want you to know that you are supported, and I got you, and we got you.
Yeah. And that means the world to me.
And everything comes back to how young she is. Now she's a little girl, and we saw you grow up, and I'm just 21. It was just really interesting because I was like, oh, I've never seen Black people access the I'm just a kid, I didn't know narrative. That does not happen to any of these young Black children that get killed. It doesn't happen if you steal something from CVS.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole I'm just a kid defense, it's never even an option for Black people. And that's what made it so remarkable to me, because it's used freely by young white people.
Yep.
Like, in all types of situations, you know, from something as mundane as, like, you know, joyriding or something like that, to something as serious as assault. And, like, so it was weird for me to see Jordan, this Black girl, get that treatment, you know, in the middle of all this Kardashian mess of all situations. And like, you know, I mean, of course, I wish that Black children were allowed that in obviously more serious situations, but it's just not something that we're ever allowed, period.
Yeah, it doesn't
so
really happen.
It blew my mind. You don't get that. I mean, this shit to me is like, whatever formula they use to do that is like whatever the fucking formula that they use to get the DeLorean to work. Like, it was just like, I was sitting there like, this is a new sensation. Like,
no, that's
I think
such
she's
a good,
gonna be okay.
That's such a good point, because it really is. It's like, because even like the way white women treat Black girls, like we're grown women, like we're equal counterparts. The way Chloe came for Jordan, wasn't that how you come for your little, if my little sister's best friend, I have a little sister who's like 8 years apart from me.
Mm-hmm.
If her best friend was at one of my ex or whatever baby daddy's houses, I don't have one, but you know, just saying, like, just for the record, how rumors get started. And she, like, he kissed her on her way out, and she was like, oh my God, like, I don't know. My answer to that would not be kick her out the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a blaster on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. You're dead
like,
to
oh,
me.
Like, you're dead to me. Like, she's like my counterpart.
Right.
But, you know, they tend to treat us like we don't get the chance to be
exactly.
young and dumb.
I think that this appearance, what it did is it established Jordan as a figure outside of the Kardashian universe. This was a big deal.
It was a big deal. I think it was just because it was surprising. Like, I think for me, I didn't want to even believe it. And it's like, we know Jordan wouldn't maliciously do this. So it's like, how did you get yourself in this situation?
Exactly.
Like, what happened?
What happened?
And I think that's why the Red Table Talk was so viewed, because everybody was like, we need to understand how this happened.
How
there's
we got
to
here.
Be more than this story.
Exactly. That's why I was there.
Yes.
I mean, I also tune in regularly.
So. That's really right on.
It also just points out the importance of, like, the platform itself. You know, so much about this would have been more difficult had Jada not had access to this show.
Absolutely.
Like,
you know?
She hadn't had Red Table Talk.
Exactly. For them to get to that level of, you know, of money, of class, of power, and then say the thing that makes that feel complete is creating the ability to then communicate you know, to the masses, to their base, mm-hmm. to, you know, to Black people, to their supporters, I think is really massive. And it sets them up to be able to rebut things like this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they wouldn't have that. It would be a little more difficult to, like, engage that in the way they did so expertly.
Like, the audience was there. The platform was there. It was, mm-hmm. it fit with the brand of the platform where people go to spill this, like,
yes.
these issues that they have. Like, you've had Kid Cudi talking about his drug addictions mm-hmm. on there, and Wale talking about depression, and, like, it has become this place. Because now I'm thinking, like, where would she have gone if this show didn't exist?
That's Oprah's a really good question.
Oprah's, I mean, Oprah might have had to come back and do a special.
Yeah. It's true.
I think, like, that is the lesson. Like, get rich, get a Facebook watch show.
Is this whole Woods-Kardashian war really good for Black people? We offer our most compelling counterpoints after the break.
They call him third trimester Tristan for a reason, okay? Because Khloé wasn't even the first pregnant baby mama that he cheated on. He got with Khloé when his other first yes. baby mother was pregnant.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think it's time to switch to the cons.
Ooh.
All right. This is where the conversation turns usually. All right, Sylvia, how do you feel?
The con for why this is not good for the Blacks, Jordan Woods.
Mm-hmm.
My con is that while I enjoy us rallying together, as you put, how Black people don't tend to have a thing where we can all come on one side, because mm-hmm. we're usually always on so many sides,
mm-hmm. fragmented,
except when it comes to these women, these white women in Calabasas. But I'm tired of it having to be us championing these Black women when it comes to them sleeping or kissing or doing something with a trifling man. Like, I'm tired of it always being us having to hop in because a man did something. And that, like, Tristan did this.
Yeah.
Tristan is trash, okay? Tristan is trash. We all know, like, the Tristan part was not surprising.
Yeah.
They call him third trimester Tristan for a reason, okay? Because Khloé wasn't even the first pregnant baby mama that he cheated on. He got with Khloé when his other first yes. baby mother was pregnant. I think that's an important fact.
It's hard to break.
He's like a runaway bride.
He's like a runaway bride. He's been out here, and like, he can't keep his dick in his pants. He can't. He's just incapable of being a good father. Like, I mean, just being good to his baby mothers. Like, he kissed Jordan. To me, it's bad for the Blacks that we haven't talked that through. It's bad for the Blacks that Tristan is getting away, apparently, again, once again, scot-free. You know what I mean?
He's been out and about with other women
with
already.
Other women. Tristan is to blame for some of this. He is grown-ass man who knew Jordan's situation with his family and still did it anyway. And so it's like I'm just tired of him getting away with stuff. And I feel like because we want to save Jordan, we are helping Tristan by proxy get away with this again.
This is not a defense, but what I will say is I just don't think people expect much of him. You know, like,
but isn't that sad?
That is.
I mean, isn't it like we're like, oh, just another black man doing wrong?
So my con is about economics.
Okay.
So Jordan has a spotlight right now. And when it comes to business deals, she needs to strike while the iron is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So while I think Jordan Woods' reputation has already, for the most part, recovered, at least in places that matter, I think a serious con is that in the mix of this, it feels like money is being left on the table, right?
Mm.
In the aftermath of the Black China situation, Black China made sure to capitalize on the moment. Black China was like, okay, this business is popping off. Time for this announcement.
Yep.
She had like a clothing line. She had a wig line too. But in this moment, I think the con is all that Jordan has tried to preserve is her reputation. To truly, truly beat the Kardashians at their game, economic opportunity is important.
Mm.
And this is a moment where she has everybody's support. I feel like people are waiting to see what's going to happen next. And I don't think that Jordan has adequately leveraged the villainry of the Kardashians.
Mm.
Like, this is a situation where she has put them on their heels, yeah. right? And this is her opportunity to strike and keep striking to continue to secure her own economic future.
Her own bags.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's important for her and for people to see her continue to rise and specifically continue to make more money. Because money and blackness are the two things that the Kardashians covet most. And so I want her to have, she already got one. I want her to have even more of the other.
And a black man who don't cheat. That's the other thing that they covet the most.
Wow.
She can get one.
If she can get herself one of them, my God. They will really hate her.
Oh, man.
But I will say, there was a story about how much money she's made since this endorsement-wise. Like, how many people are coming at her and how her and her mother are trying to be strategic about which ones they attach themselves to. But to your point, what I need is for her to really land it on something big. And really, she's watched Kylie, all of them, find a way to financially benefit after taking somebody's man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, I mean, to that extent, I would like to see her do something like that. What if the Woods got their own show?
Yo.
Now, I do have some thoughts that maybe Elizabeth Woods, the mother, she might have been taking notes this whole time.
She definitely was.
Because we haven't heard from her. The fact that we haven't heard from her makes me feel like she's pulling some strings.
The same way Chris took Kim's sex tape trauma and turned it into this.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Wow. One can hope.
Black history in the making.
Yeah.
Just don't fumble the bag, Jordan.
That's the important part. You need that piece. You need that piece. We ready.
Well, my con, it has a little bit to do with money, but not really. You mentioned, Eric, that Jordan at least still has her reputation.
Mm-hmm.
My fear is that the Kardashians are really the people who stand to profit off of this the most.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying? This is like this Jordan-Khloe drama is the central plot of the entire 16th season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And we all know that Chris, you know, will take any opportunity to rewrite their whole narrative however she sees fit.
Yep.
This is like all just content that feeds the Kardashian engine. We've all watched the whole plot roll out in real time, but then also, just like everything else that happens in the Kardashians' lives, even things that I've been surprised that they've spoken about, like Kim getting robbed in Paris and things like that. Kanye having, you know, mental health struggles. Like, they will talk about these things on the show because it's their opportunity to sort of like get on their soapbox, get on their platform and spin a story. And Jordan has managed to pull out this one move, and Jordan's won the battle. I don't know if she's going to win the war.
No, that's real.
You know what I'm saying?
She shouldn't rest easy yet.
She shouldn't. And like, the season has yet to unfold. Chris is a master. She took all these children with no talent, and she managed to make, like, just, I mean, like millions upon hundreds and hundreds of millions, sometimes billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And if she's been able to do that, then it'll be nothing for her to figure out what to do with this Jordan situation. And I haven't watched a season of the Kardashians in a long time, but I want to watch and keep up with this season. I would say, on, you know, a social and even political level, curious to see what exactly happens when a white woman who feels unstoppable has to account for a black woman who's outsmarted her.
Mm. Ooh.
You know, I'm really curious to see how that bears out on such
song.
A grand stage.
I love that song.
But, I mean, same. But I'm curious to see how that plays out on such a grand stage. But still, I just don't know. I'm like, is this going to end up being, am I going to be the dupe that watches these episodes of The Kardashians, even if I just only see them on YouTube bootleg later? like, and ultimately end up putting money in these people's pockets, watching them publicly destroy a Black woman. Mm-hmm. Like, also, Jordan escaped social death once, like, on the Red Table Talk. You know, is she going to be able to escape it a second time once people see Chris's version of the story on the show? Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't, like, do I want to watch that? Mm. And, like, what does that even say about me that I'm curious about that? I'm a Black woman who can't deal with, like, the dynamic of the way that the Kardashians live their lives. And why do I love watching this shit so much? And, like, am I prepared to actually deal with watching this young Black girl go through this all over again?
So let's put those complicated, nuanced feelings to the ultimate test, okay. Brittany. I think it's time for the vote, y'all.
Is Jordan's Kardashian clash good or bad for the culture? We take our official vote after the break.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
All right, so we are going to just kind of go down the line. And you can, you know, say a little bit about why you are voting your conscience, but ultimately, we are voting if this feud with Jordan Woods and the Kardashians is good or bad for the Blacks. Mm. Sylvia.
Can I go first?
Ooh. Yeah, you the guest.
I go first. You're
guest
the guest.
Go first.
Hey, you know, I was so, I felt like I came in here not thinking it was going to be a hard vote. But after this conversation about, like, it just fuels them in our lives even more. Like, every time we try to ignore the Kardashians, there they are, fucking over a Black woman, and then she beats them, and then we're like, we're still talking about them at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, here's this episode about them. You know, like, it's they're everywhere. But I'm gonna say, fuck it. fuck our morals. I enjoyed this shit, okay? It was good for the Blacks. It was good, okay? It was a nice change of pace. Yes. The news cycle has been trashed. It was one piece of joy. We were all able to come together and unite against this family. So it's good for the Blacks.
Okay, shit.
There we go. All right, kicking it off. So I've said on the show before, I watched the Kardashian programming. Mm-hmm. Reluctantly, but I do.
You like reality. That's your
like reality.
It's just fast. It's like how I watch Girls on HBO. I don't understand it,
but mm-hmm. you're curious.
It was like curious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but like you, Brittany, I'm troubled by the implications of what it means that I do enjoy watching the Kardashian programming. Mm. But when I watched this and when I saw this happen, a part of me was excited because to me it signaled that we were one step closer to truly exposing them for what they are, which is culture vultures. Mm. The Black China feud, this Jordan Woods feud that we're in right now, I don't think these feuds are the things that are gonna end the Kardashian reign, you know? It's sadly gonna keep going. Mm. But we're getting closer. And so in light of that, I feel ultimately this feud is good for the Blacks.
Mm. I'm surprised.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I'm surprised that you thought that.
I'm on the fence. I mean, I do. I'm actually waning of, like, even, like, tacit support for the Kardashians. I do ultimately think, like, we've given them too much. We've given them enough.
Yeah, but I think the counter is that they were going to get it anyway.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
true.
So at least we're benefiting somehow from the attention that they were going to get anyway.
One of us. Yeah.
One of us.
Take us home, Brittany.
Come on. Are you going? You gonna come to the winning time?
We'll see.
Get with the winning team.
We'll see. So when I think about the Kardashians, it's a mixed bag. Because on one hand, the Kardashians are honestly on a microcosm level a reflection of how race and mm-hmm. gender and money and class work in American society. Mm-hmm. Yep. If aliens came to Earth and they were like, okay, America seemed like the big dog. How do we take them out? If they just mainlined all 16 seasons, them motherfuckers would take us over so fast.
They would know. They'd be like, okay, we got it.
Yeah. They understand. Quick like study. That. Exactly. Quick study. That's it. Like, I don't even think, what's that guy's name? Howard Zinn, History of the American People.
Yeah.
That's going to be out. By the time, like, our children are, like, in high school, they're going to be like, so on season 17.
Here's where we learn about intersectional feminism.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I don't think that the Kardashians themselves are doing any sort of deeper feminist work. I don't think that it's not
it's
in
our,
the text.
It's our
the
reaction
subtext.
To them.
Exactly.
It's the world's reaction. It's how we've allowed them to exist.
Exactly. Exactly. It says everything that anybody would need to know about how American society works. And on so many levels, that is harmful and it makes me sick and it makes me frustrated. And it makes me so tired. But also, we live in a fucked up society. I am a Black woman of a lot of relative privilege. And at the end of the day, at the end of the week, sometimes I am so exhausted from dealing with the world, I can barely function. And so on that Friday, March 1st, when I returned home after being gone at a residency for a month, I came home to my fiance and we ordered some food. Mm. And he was like, do you want me to cast it on the TV? And he was talking about that Red Table Talk. He had already watched it during work that day and then wanted to sit and rewatch it with me at night, which is why we're getting married.
Wow.
But
it's real.
That something Goals. About that mess fed my spirit so much on that night. And so to sort of see Black, like, power in that way flex, I don't know that it does anything for the race. But it was fascinating to behold.
Yeah.
And so for me, I just have to say at the end of the day, this Jordan Woods Kardashian feud is good for the Blacks.
Wow.
It showed me something new. It showed me something new. I think that
that's our verdict. And
a unanimous vote.
Unanimous vote. The Jordan Woods Kardashian feud is good for the Blacks.
Wow. Wow.
We got here. We really did. We landed right here.
I'm tired.
I feel good. I feel energized. I feel fucking energized.
I'm proud. I said what I said.
You know, hey, don't at me.
I said what I said.
The Nod is produced by me, Brittany Luce, with Eric Eddings and Kate Parkinson Morgan. Our senior producer is Sada Abdurrahman. This episode was edited by Sarah Saracen. Additional editorial support from Emmanuel Berry. Fact-checking by Max Gibson. The show is mixed by Cedric Wilson. Original scoring by Cedric Wilson. Our theme music is by Khalid B. For additional music credits, check the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, check out these previous episodes of The Nod. Peak Reality and Good for the Blacks, Cardi versus Nicki. You can find both of these episodes on our website, gimletmedia.com/The Nod. Or you can listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.